If you're anything like me, you're bad at asking for help, like weirdly bad at it. I've been a busy gal for a long time now. Kids, partner, my own business, all the things that make for a full life these days. And my instinct always was to just white knuckle it and do it all myself. But I say it on this show all the time. Ask for help. You don't have to do it all. And meanwhile, there I was doing it all. And I finally changed all that, from my podcast editor to the person who got 10 years of photos off my phone and into albums I actually look at. I found amazing people to help me on Upwork, and I've been using them for the last 8 years. And you don't need a business for any of this, any project, any size, planning an event, sorting out something at home, finally handling the thing on your list you keep avoiding. Upwork lets you find, hire, and pay expert freelancers all in one place. With Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork, and with AI-powered shortlisting, you'll get matched to the right freelancer in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help you and your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com. Today, I'm coming at you with the simple hack to stop your negative thoughts that happen all day long. For the last 2 weeks, I've been laying out the pillars of what I call my goodbye negative thinking trinity. First, we discussed the importance of starting each day with positive momentum. Then last week, I taught you the second pillar, which is all about calibrating and being the dominant vibration in the room. And today, we're going to discuss this sort of last pillar of this goodbye negative thinking trinity. It's okay if you haven't listened to the other podcast. This totally stands on its own. Although, why wouldn't you? Come on, go back and listen. And this is all about having that positive thinking all day long, keeping the momentum going. And I've got another fabulous free gift for you to make it easier than ever to stop your negative thinking. So you got to stay tuned. I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven, with over 30 years of experience helping people create connected and happy relationships. Combining my hands-on experience and all the latest research, I've created actionable tips and tools you can apply quickly and easily to create lasting change in your relationship today. So let's get to it. You're here with me. Oh, listen. Wow. Got to clear my throat, don't I? Let's try it again. You're here. You're here with me. Yay. I don't know what happened to the frog voice there. I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and you got to know that by now, though, right? And I'm so happy we're going to spend some time together today. This is the last podcast of this Goodbye to Negative Thinking month, and I'm super excited to introduce you to something I call intention chunking. I know it's a little bit of a weird name, but it's super easy to do, takes you minutes a day, and truly is a game changer. So come on, gotta want to hear all about it. And but you know, before we get there, I want to ask for some solid love. You ready? Need to ask. We're in a relationship. You might not know it. You might not even want it. Too bad. We're in it. You and me. Come on. So a relationship is a two-way street. Here I am. I'm giving the love. I'm hoping you get a lot of value from the podcast. I spend a lot of time on these podcasts. It is my give. I've talked about it before. I believe that everyone should have access to great relationship information, regardless of ability to pay. And that is why, as you might notice, there's also no like corporate sponsors or anything. I get approached all the time. I say no. The only asks I have are usually things related to myself, you know, and things that I think will help you even more. And anyway, but the ask I have today, because we're in a relationship, I'm doing the giving, and I'd also like to have some receiving. I can receive love. I'm down. Is to take a minute, and please, please, if you haven't yet, leave a review for the podcast. I know you can't always leave them everywhere, depending on where you download, but anywhere you can, if you can share the podcast, that's a way to give a review. Share it. Let other people know. Say, hey, this is the best thing. Love listening to this. And or if you can subscribe to the podcast anywhere that you do download it. All of that would bring total love into my world, and I would really, really, really appreciate it. So please take a second. And yeah, I see us in a true relationship, and I love it, and I'm happy to be here with you. And even if the only thing you do is tell another person that something you learned maybe from the podcast and spread the love that way, woo, that would make me really happy too. So this is about spreading the love, I guess, is really what I'm asking. Okay. Now, so let's get to this third pillar of the goodbye negative thinking trinity. I'm always coming up with trinity, triad, whatever. This intention chunking. And again, it's only going to take minutes of your day overall, but the bang you get for this buck is absolutely life-changing. And this is something I've been doing for years. And I just gave it this cute name recently. But anyway, so what is it? Well, let me lay it out for you. What is intention chunking? Let me tell you. So you've listened to my last couple podcasts, and you've set up, hopefully, this, you know, good morning for yourself by creating some positive momentum. You're calibrating to a higher vibrational emotion, and that feels good. The problem is that now you have a whole day ahead of you, and you're not sure how to keep that positive momentum going. So again, if you haven't listened to the podcast before this, that's fine. I'm talking about keeping positive momentum all day long, and this stands on its own. So now, the big issue is that you get on autopilot, and then you during your day, and you kind of wake up as your workday is winding down, let's say at like 4 o'clock, and you're noticing that you feel exhausted. Maybe you snapped at your partner earlier when they asked what you wanted for lunch, and maybe you completely zoned out in that last Zoom meeting at work, and now you don't remember what you're supposed to do to finish your latest project. You know, it goes on and on, right? You know this feeling too. Like, have you ever driven on the highway and you kind of, you know, you wake up sort of driving and you realize that you weren't exactly sure how you got from A to B? Yeah. So that's all autopilot. And getting off of autopilot is the key to stopping negative thoughts. It's what you gotta do if you want to stop them. And I'll tell you that getting off of autopilot isn't just the key to stopping negative thoughts. It's the key to living a joyful, connected, peaceful life. Who doesn't want that? So I've talked a ton about mindfulness, and intention chunking is related to it. Mindfulness is always interesting because you gotta be mindful to remember to be mindful, right? Like, what the F? Like, what the heck, you know? But once you start making any kind of habit, you'll be amazed. You're in good shape because your brain will actually remind you to be mindful. And I've got a ton of information on mindfulness. I will link to some of it in the show notes so you can get yourself going if you haven't been there. At the very least, you should check out my How to Make Mindfulness a Consistent Habit. Pretty easy hack, pretty easy tool. But regardless, you know, you do it anyway, believe it or not. You get your brain to remind you of things even when you don't realize you do. You know, I'm sure you've had the experience of waking up kind of right before your alarm, especially if it's something really important, like maybe you had an early flight to catch and you didn't want to miss a plane, and you noticed yourself, maybe you even had trouble sleeping that night because your brain was really turned on to not missing it. But you also might have woken up just before your alarm or any other time. That is your brain reminding itself of something, just so you know. So you do it, you've done it. And when you start regular intention chunking, not only will it help these negative thoughts and set you up for positive ones, but it will also help you be more mindful. It is a mindful tool. It's related to it. It will help you be mindful everywhere, which means that all your relationships will improve, your mood will improve. It's beautiful. So now, before I get really into intention chunking, I just have to talk about your RAS again, because again, this is how you're programming your brain. When you're doing this tool, you getting yourself off of autopilot, right? We keep talking about that. That's the nitty gritty. Because autopilot is your nemesis. It is the kryptonite to your Superman. It's the termites eating at your happiness, because every fight you have pretty much is due to autopilot. I don't mean a disagreement, you know, when you're talking to someone and you go, oh, I don't think that. Oh, I do. Let's talk about that. And you have a rational, lovely conversation. That's not autopilot. That's actually being in the moment. Anytime you really get very upset, you are on some kind of autopilot, because otherwise you would stabilize your emotions a little better. You know, you would keep yourself somewhere you know, tighter. All your frustrations, your impatience, your negative thoughts, they're really when you're not paying attention. And when you're paying attention, you can avoid it. So when you're intention chunking, you're not only aware in your day, but you're setting an intention for what you want, which gets your RAS primed and geared. Now, I'm just going to quickly go over the RAS again. You might be sick of it, but you got to listen. There's always new people listening. So I always have to sort of put that out there. And it's always a good reminder. I'll just do it really quick. So your RAS, your reticular activating system, is a really a conduit or a channel between your conscious and your subconscious mind. So your conscious brain is thinking things and you're aware of your conscious thinking, but your subconscious is also thinking all day. And the vast majority of your communication and your habits, all that are really coming from the subconscious. So what happens is that when you think of something consciously, your RAS, your reticular activating system, sends that as an order or an instruction to your subconscious to look for that thing or to focus on that thing. So if you're thinking I'm stuck or the world is a horrible place or my boss hates me, the RAS hears this as the instruction or order to look for those things. Get it? Yeah. So those negative thoughts are really a problem. And sure enough, you're going to find proof or evidence everywhere of your boss hating you or terrible things happening in the world, because the RAS is this is what your RAS does. It sort of, you know, pulls those things into your, you know, immediate awareness. In the same, you know, if you've ever gotten like a dog, if you've ever had a dog, you see that breed of dog everywhere, or you see dogs that seem like that dog everywhere. Or if you've never had a dog, suddenly you notice that everybody has a dog. This is that. This is your RAS pointing something out with that you're consciously focused on. And here's the scariest part of this, which I mention a lot, is that your RAS will also filter out anything that doesn't match what you're consciously thinking about. So when your boss is appreciative, when a stranger is kind to you, or when you make progress on an issue that had you stuck, you won't see it. You don't see it. I'm yelling at you. Those are shouty capitals if you're reading this somewhere. The good news is that you can deliberately program the RAS by thoughtfully choosing the exact messages you send. And intention chunking is intentionally sending a message. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Now, you're going to set basically what I mean by intention chunking. I know, I was like, that was a long lead up to that, wasn't it? Was that a cliffhanger? Did I have you on? Like, all right, Abby, already tell me what it is. When you're intention chunking, you're going to set an intention, and I'll talk about that in a minute, with every new chunk of your day. Every time you move from one activity to another, you're going to stop and set an intention for how you want that next chunk of time to be. I've chatted a lot about setting intention. I also call it the 18-second shift because I have timed it, and it takes an average of 18 seconds to do. So I've got a great short video on it, which I'll link to in the show notes, which in case you just want to like show someone setting intention and they're not going to listen to this whole podcast, or if you want to learn a little more about it, it's a quick video. And so if you think about this, I want you to do some intention chunking. And let's say you're going to do it, I'm hoping, something like 20 times during the day or even 10 times during the day. That, you know, at 18 seconds a pop, we're only talking about a few minutes of your day overall. That's why I was saying you get incredible bang for this buck, because you're not, I hope that's a thing in other countries. I have listeners from many other countries who listen to the podcast. Bang for your buck. Maybe it's just an English, United States term, US term, but basically that you're getting a lot of value for, you know, what you're putting out there. So this is what I'm talking about with this, you know, 18 second shift, is that you're going to be spending just a few minutes a day, but you're going to get so much value out of it. Now, and basically, really all it is, it's about taking a breath and then saying what you intend before you enter into a new situation. So I've talked about this a lot. Before I walk in the house at night after work, I set an intention for how I want to be when I walk in the house. It gets me off of that dreaded autopilot. which I used to do for years. You know, I'd run in the house, I'd run home from work, I'd run in the house. You know, did anyone start dinner? Has everyone done their homework? As I start running around like a lunatic, getting things done. I always have this running to-do list in my head when I would run in, and I was just checking crap off of that list. So, and as you can imagine, my energy isn't great when I'm like this. It's, I come across as impatient, I'm bossy, I'm controlling. I know, hard to believe because I'm such a delight, but that's how it comes across when I'm in those moments. And because I'm on autopilot. And when I set an intention instead, when I stop, take a breath before I walk in the house after work, and I don't rush. And actually, I take the breath when I leave work to stop, to not rush home. I don't need to rush anywhere. It's okay. It's all going to happen. I can get home safely. I can be in the moment of driving, right? And then I get home before I walk in the door. I want to be patient. I want to be fun. I want to be the fun parent. I want to be easygoing. Kind is nice. I come across that way. When I set that intention, that's what comes across. I give off that energy or that vibration. And frankly, people can't help but respond to it. They really can't. Hopefully you're responding right now because I set intention before I started the podcast. I am very mindful all the way through. When I have little notes up that say, check in, because as I'm even doing the podcast, I want to make sure that I'm really checking in. Is this helpful? Am I bringing the energy? Whatever that is, I want to be checking in with myself. So you feel that connection, because right now you and I were in a, like I said earlier, we're in a relationship. I am talking to you and the fact that you're not with me in person doesn't make a difference to me, other than if we were in person, I really would let you talk. But I'm thinking about you right now and really wanting to connect. I'm sort of picturing you in my head. I really am, and wanting to connect. And so it really helps with my intentionality and my focus and what comes across and my emotion. So every time you enter into something new, a new activity, a new phase, a new situation in your day, your intentions are changing. Of course they are. I have a different intention when I roll over, maybe and see Gary in the morning and maybe want some morning sex, versus when I'm driving to work, not having sex with anybody on the way to work. He'd be very upset by that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a very different intention of what energy I'm bringing to that situation. So everything changes. So if you even think, let me take you through my morning before I start work, and I do physically come to my office every day during the week. So, you know, when I wake up, as my feet hit the floor, I set intention to have an amazing day and notice maybe all the possibilities that present themselves. That's what I did this morning, actually. Before I go in the shower, so that's that. Then I'm going in the shower. You know, I get the water going. I'm getting the water warmed up in the shower. And then I think to myself, okay, my intention is to relax and enjoy the feeling of the warm water. And I pretty much always set an intention to feel calm and relaxed and in that moment and not to think about anything else, which is hard to do, trust me. But I keep bringing myself back to that shower and washing my hair or whatever. Have you ever been in the shower and realized that you don't remember if you like washed your armpits or if you put in your conditioner in your hair yet, or if you washed your face? That's, you know, you were on way too much autopilot there. You got to get off of that. Get in the moment. Feel how it feels. It's a wonderful thing. Then my intention shifts as I make breakfast. Now I want to maybe bring my energy up a little. I want to eat mindfully. I want to really focus on something that's healthy and nourishing going in my body. Before I wake up my kids for school, I set an intention. I want to be warm. I want to be nurturing. I want to really connect with them. I'm not going to see them all day. Again, I leave the house. So, you know, they're sitting there doing their work right now. They're not even going physically to school. But I really want that energy to be there. I want them to feel loved. I want them to really start their day knowing how much I care about them. Before getting too involved, I make sure to take time in the morning to set an intention with Gary. You know, usually it's to be filled with loving and enthusiastic emotion for him. It is. when you've been with someone a long time, bringing enthusiasm into the relationship, it's one of my goals all the time. I want to feel enthusiastic for this person, you know, and I want to bring that. And I do it with my kids too. I do it with a lot of people in my life, my friendships. That it's a kind of a really cool thing for people to feel your enthusiasm. It right? Don't I don't know. I like it when people seem enthusiastic to see me. So I think it's true the other way. When I'm driving to work, as I mentioned before, you know, my intention is to pay attention. We all know I drive a little fast. So my intention is to go slow, to not get impatient with other drivers, to be aware of my moment, to get there, to get to work safely. Sometimes I have an intention to notice, like, that I'm going to notice something really cool on the drive that I haven't seen before. My office is on a street with a ton of restaurants and stores and all kinds of stuff. My home is a mile from my office, and I am amazed at how often I will notice something on the drive that I never noticed, some store I never noticed before. So it's incredible to me. And I don't know how I've missed these things, but again, it's that autopilot. You look for what you're looking for. When I'm readying myself for my first client of the day, my intention is to listen really well, to be of service. You know, again, I set an intention for whatever's happening with that client. I think of them and how I want to connect. Obviously, before the podcast, like I said, I set an intention. I hope you're seeing what I'm talking about. This is all intention chunking. I'm chunking out the morning into all these different places, and it's helping me to be mindful so that that RAS kicks on and I'm feeling more mindful in the moments. My brain will remind me if I'm getting impatient and be like, "Ooh, where were you just now? Come on back," you know, getting me off of autopilot. So you can really see, I think, right, that your intention shifts all day long. And by paying attention and setting an intention for that next chunk, you're creating what I think of as a true north for each situation you enter. And isn't that a nice thing? Like a goal, like a true north. And by the way, true north is different than north. If you're just going north at any time, it means you're moving towards the north magnetic pole, right? If you're going north, that's what it means. True north, however, is moving in the direction of a fixed point, in this case, the North Pole, okay? but it's a fixed point. So if you're in your life, traveling true north means traveling north means you're just moving in a general direction of, you know, good thoughts and feelings. That's great. But I like to think of setting intention and intention chunking as creating a specific target, like a true north. And I think of it that way during my day. That's my true north. That's where I'm really going. I'm getting very specific on where I am, where I'm going. Because if you just have this sort of vague thing, like I want to feel good, that doesn't get you far. I mean, I want to go north. There's a lot of ways to go north, you know, and you can get a little off track all the time. But when I'm very specific on my true north, the exact space I'm going, I want to feel enthusiastic right now, like in this next thing. That's very different. Do you see the difference? So think of that as your true north. It's really going to help. And really what I ask myself, or what I want you to ask yourself for the intention chunking, is what do I want to see happen or feel in this next chunk of time? That's it. What do I want to see happen or feel in this next chunk of time? When you just go along and you're on autopilot, you end up reacting to things as they come, instead of sort of being the intention, you know, and as I mentioned last week in the podcast, being the calibration, being the dominant vibration in the room, having people sync up with you instead of you syncing up with them. So that's what this intention chunking really helps you do. So I want to talk very specifically about this, how to do it, really specific with some specific situations. So let's say you and your partner and your kids are driving to visit your parents, or you can insert whatever you want in there. Maybe you go on vacation, maybe you're whatever. And wherever that is a few hours away. That where you're going is a little bit of a distance. So without intention chunking, you're on this autopilot. You're caught up in making sure the kids get some exercise maybe before you have to sit in the car for so long, or you're pestering your partner with a bunch of to-dos before the drive. Did you forget this? Did you remember this? You're trying to maybe straighten up your house so you don't come home to a mess. Maybe you're dreading the drive because your partner wants to listen to one of those boring podcasts or some music you don't like, and you just know there's going to be some tension around that because you fought about it before. Maybe you're worried about the kids having activities in the car for so long, you know, oh, it's going to be too much screen time. I don't know what to do. Maybe, While you're packing drinks and snacks to take along, you know, you're not thinking about that. You're thinking about maybe how your dad's going to ask again about your work and what you're doing about that promotion. And you thinking your mom's going to be passive aggressive and criticize your parenting, you know, but with a smile, you know, are you feeling it? Are you feeling what I'm, are you picking up what I'm laying down? Can you feel the energy of all that? I'm assuming it sounds familiar to something in your life. So whether or not you have kids or not or whatever, I think you get where I'm going here. And maybe it's not a drive for you. Maybe it's something else, but you see what I'm talking about. Now, let's do some intention chunking instead before the drive. So you start thinking different, intentional, kind of true north thoughts. Okay, true north thoughts. So I'm wanting this time of, you know, cooking breakfast for my kids to be filled with feelings of love and connection. I love my kids so much. You know, I'm so grateful that they're in my life. I learn so much about myself as I watch my kids living in their lives. We're going to have a lovely ride together once we, you know, get in the car. We're going to laugh. We're going to bond as a family. We're going to get there safely and calmly. You know, you might not have huge, maybe it's just that you and your partner, and you just think, we're going to get there so safely and really calmly. We're not going to argue about anything on the way. It's going to just feel, and don't think about what you don't want to do, by the way. It's what your intention is, what you do want. It's my intention that we get along really well, that we have fun on the drive. Who would have thought of that? You can think big. It's my intention that I create a long, happy life with my family, filled with ease, love, and kindness. And this trip is, we're going to start right now. It's my intention that I have a great day and I connect with my parents in new ways I haven't even thought of yet. There'll be so many cool things that happen today. I know that life is good for me and I'm anticipating lots of good things to show up today in lots of different ways. This is going to be a great day, wonderful day with lots of new understandings, new conversations that open me up in amazing ways, that open up my relationships in amazing ways. I'm looking forward to seeing my kids interact with my parents in a new way. You know, they're every time they're a little older, a little different, they're changing. I'm looking forward to showing my partner how much I love and appreciate them. Anytime something comes up today that might have bothered me previously, I'm going to see it through the eyes of patience and love. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm happy that things don't bother me the way they used to, that I'm so easygoing now with my folks. Do you see where I'm going here? I'm really taking you down this road of really setting up this completely different vibration, this completely different intention as you get in the car. And again, your brain, you're gearing that RAS. Your brain will remind you if you're in the car and you start to get impatient about the music or something else starts to happen, or, you know, your kids are fighting in the back seat, you're going to find a different energy to bring to it. You're going to find different solutions, different ways of dealing than you would have on autopilot. I'm going to give you a couple other quick scenarios. Let's say that you have an argument with a friend. Say you and your buddy, you have an argument and you got to talk to them, right? Now you're going to go see them at a party, or maybe you're not even having the talk, but maybe you've had an argument and now you're going to go see them at something, or at work, or maybe, you know, whatever that is. So you would do some intention chunking. I'm really wanting that our interaction together, that we both walk away really feeling mutually satisfied and happy. I want to see my friend through new eyes that find the good everywhere with them. I'm so looking forward to having this conversation with my friend so we can forge a new level in our relationship and become even closer. This is going to be great. There's nothing to fear here. I'm excited. She or he's been my friend a long time, and we're going to just bond on a whole other level. I'm looking forward to being in more alignment with my friend. I want our conversation just to come together easily, with so much kindness, we're going to be succinct. We're not going to be talking for hours about this. We're just going to really get there and move right along. I want us both to walk away feeling even more connected. I want us both to walk away feeling enthusiastic for this new understanding we have with one another, excited about our future together as friends. See the difference there? Can you imagine the difference going in with that versus this nervous, crazy energy? And remember again that our conscious brains process information at a rate of 50 bits per second, While our unconscious brains process information at a rate of 11 million bits per second. I talk about this a lot. So you can imagine when you come in with that love, that loving vibration, that all that unconscious energy that your friend is going to be picking up on, it's amazing. And they're immediately put at ease. They immediately feel different and you get a different result. Maybe going into a meeting at work. Just going into a meeting, any old Zoom meeting or a physical meeting, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to be the dominant positive vibration in this meeting. Everyone who's there, everyone in attendance is going to be open to new ideas. We're all going to collaborate and feel creative. Everyone's going to listen and really hear one another. I expect that everyone in the meeting has my best interests at heart, just like I have their best interests. My goal is to be a leader and contributor to great things in this meeting. Do you see, again, there's the difference. You're setting an intention before you walk in the door. Don't get all into reading minds. Oh, I know this is going to go. I know it's not going to work. I know. No, you don't. You don't know nothing. Stop that. Well, you know a lot, but you know what I'm saying? We can't read minds. We can't predict the future. I don't care who you are. You can't predict the future. And you end up predicting it. You know, that's that self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're so sure it's going to be terrible, of course it is. Of course it is. What's the alternative? You're not going to be happily surprised. You're going to go, uh-huh, I knew it. So how about not knowing it? How about knowing this? How about having faith in love instead of fear? Talk about that a lot, right? So with intention chunking, you say what you intend to happen. You're no longer, you're not reacting to what happens around you. You're creating what happens around you. And here's the big one. Are you ready? Stay with me. It's about planning your feelings. Think of this. You plan all kinds of things in your world. You plan your vacations. You plan your days at work. You plan budgets. You create, you know, you have a to-do list. You plan events. You do all that. Why wouldn't you plan your feelings? Why do we plan other things and not our feelings? And I will tell you, we should have been taught this from day one. Your feelings are more important than anything. They're more important to plan than anything else. You could plan a perfect wedding day, but if you're feeling anxious, worried, or impatient that day, sucky day. I don't care. So all the things could go right. All the, you know, I don't know, songs at the right time and walking in and the chairs are beautiful, there are flowers. I don't know. I didn't do all that at my wedding, but you know what I mean? But if you are anxious, it's a sucky day. So what does all the planning matter? You can plan lots of wonderful things, but if you don't feel good when it's time to do them, it's not going to go well or be a positive memory. Everything in your world is ultimately broken down into these feelings, but it's broken down into these smaller, more manageable pieces. So you don't eat a meal by shoving the entire steak into your mouth. You cut up your steak and you eat it piece by piece, bite by bite. And when you have a big project at work, you don't do it all in one day necessarily, usually. You break it down step by step. What do I have to do first? What goes before that? Sometimes you work it back, sometimes you work it forward, but you break it down. Step by step. So, and as you break things down, you know, each piece is much more under your control as you're just, and in the immediate is when you have the most. When you think about all you need to do, you get overwhelmed, right? When you have, you know, negative thoughts and feelings, they get you paralyzed. And you end up doing nothing. You know it because you've been there. But when you focus on just that next step, when you have self-efficacy, you feel accomplished and in control, and you even start to get energized and build that positive momentum. It really, really works. I'm telling you right now. I ask clients all the time what they want, and they often don't have an answer. But when I ask what they're unhappy about, you know, can usually list lots of things. So when that happens, you know, what's the opposite of that? If your partner wasn't nagging you but was doing what you do want, what would that look like? How would that feel? These are the things I want you to ask yourself. If your partner wasn't, or your friend, your boss wasn't judging or criticizing you but was doing what you do want instead, what would they be saying or doing? That's what you want. That's your intention chunking. That's what you're putting out there. You got to beat the drum of what you want and not the drum of what you don't want. So I'm going to wrap up, I promise. Okay. And I want to kind of end this month of saying goodbye to negative thinking with this. It's not about them. It's not always about trying to keep the negative thoughts away, because in a way, a bizarre way that attracts them, because you're thinking about them, you're worried about them. Oh, what's going to happen when they come? Uh-oh, what about that? Instead, it's about feeling good as often as possible. And that's where I want you to focus. It's about being as proactive as you can be with your thoughts, getting ahead of it, starting the day with positive momentum early, calibrating, intention chunking throughout your day. Your present moment is where all your power is. They call it the powerful now for a reason, because it's truly the only place you have power, the only one. You have, when you think about it, if you're thinking about the future, you do not have power control there. You don't. You think you do, but you don't. I mean, all the planning in the world, come on, we've all done that and nothing. And I'm not saying you don't put money in your retirement or whatever. I'm not saying that. But I am saying you can't plan for every contingency or every whatever. It just doesn't happen that way. But in the moment, you can. If you're thinking about your past and things you regret or anything else, you know, again, can't go back and change it. Nothing, you can't control that. So when you think too much about the future or you think too much about the past, you end up feeling helpless. And that's how you know you're doing it. If you're feeling really helpless and hopeless in any way, then you're not in your now. You got to think about what you can do now in your powerful now. It's the most important thing you have. I don't know what else to say. It's much harder to wait until things happen and then try to adjust your reaction to them. It's much better, again, to get ahead of them. It's much easier to already have your headspace and emotion planned and set and then deal with what comes. And of course, what comes in might actually change, because, or at least your perception of it. That's the beauty of that. So if you're in a great space of love and generosity with your partner, and then they say something you don't like, you have a much better chance of either not noticing it or having it impact you less or having a different conversation. So that's how I want you to think. If you find yourself with a negative thought and feeling, you're focused on what you don't want. So the quickest route to feeling better is to, again, think of what you do want. If you're angry at your friend, oh, they're such a jerk, I can't believe they blah, 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 turn it around by thinking of what you do want. Oh, I want to be happy with my friend or my mom or my partner, whoever it is. I want to feel connected to them. I want to feel joy. I want to laugh with them. Go to what you want. Put it out there and intention chunk that. So now I know that the biggest obstacle to all this can be the just getting, you know, off of the autopilot and getting into that, you know, good feeling space. So the mindfulness is all big in there. And again, I'm going to link to it in the show notes. But to help you, my free gift this week is a short guided visualization to stop negative thinking. Very specific. It's a guided visualization to help you stop negative thinking. So it's something that you could listen to in the middle of the day. It's something you could listen to in the morning or at night, anytime you know you're having that. So, and I want to just end by saying you might think that your default is negativity or negative self-talk. And that might be true right now, but it's learned. It is a learned habit. You can change your mental patterns with these thoughts with consistent practice so that you have new, more positive default settings in your brain. When you repeat what I'm teaching you over and over, that's all a belief is, right? It's a thought you've had over and over. That's all a habit it becomes. So when you repeat what I'm teaching you, you rewire your brain. You create these new neural pathways. There's a process called neuroplasticity. I'm not going to get into it right now, but you really do that. So the same process that hardwired in this extra negativity can hardwire in more positivity. So I really want you to come by, you know, the show notes page, abbymetcalf.com/podcast/ this is episode 114. So /114. And you can download the short guided visualization to help stop negative thinking and to get yourself in the right frame. Woo! And that's it. Thank you for hanging out with me. I know that was a lot today, but it's so important. And I feel so just, you know, dedicated to helping you really shift what's going on. And starting next week, I'm going to go all in on starting in November on how to create, really thrive through these COVID holidays. I'm going to be hitting all the points next month on how to thrive through the COVID holidays. So you really want to stay tuned, because we're going to end 2020 amazingly. We're going to kick its ass. That's it. Have an amazing week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you as always for hanging out with me. I love you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful, confident. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything, you can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.